Trello Podcast, man, coming at y'all. Shit, what day is it? April 23rd? I think it's April 23rd, 2021. Yeah. Freaking Corona, man.
Hey, David,
your father. That's my dad calling me. Anyways, DJ Trello Podcast coming at you from Austin, Texas on 4/23/2021. I ain't been doing nothing. Just working, chilling, doing the same old stuff, man. What's been going on lately? Well, not a whole lot. As far as hip-hop goes, man. Where's my little piece of paper? I had a paper here. So, man, I can't be organized. I need to get my stuff together. Paper here somewhere. Anyways, man, what I'm gonna talk about is, like, Black Rob had died, and he had kidney failure, and he was Black Rob died April 17th, kidney failure, 52 years old. He's almost around my age because I'm like 45. So his birthday was June 8, 1968. Mine is November 22nd, 1976. For all y'all lames out there, that means I'm like a Sag slash Scorpio slash cuss baby. If y'all into the horoscopes out there. And I'm not really into that, but a lot of people are into that. So the reason I don't like horoscopes, I'm going to tell you why. Horoscopes is the same, kind of feels like the same thing as racism. Or not racism, but prejudice. Because you're putting everybody in a box. You know, say, for example, you meet a Taurus, right? And you have problems with the Taurus, whatever. And y'all don't get along, whatever. Then the next Taurus you meet in life, you already had judgmental view on him. Like, oh, he's a Taurus. I know how y'all are. I had a Taurus before. Which might not necessarily be true. So you've already, like, boxed them in into your judgments based on a horoscope sign. And like I said, horoscopes, there's so much other factors that are more into the development of a personality, such as parents in their life, dad, mom, growing up, oldest child, middle child, youngest child. They all have a different way of outlooking. Spoiled, non-spoiled, you know, if they're a girl or boy, you know, if girls get spoiled, it tends to being very selfish in their relationships, and very demanding. So those are just a few examples of why you shouldn't use horoscopes to judge character. I mean, it's fun to say, yeah, man, I get along with Scorpios, or I get along with Geminis, or I get along with Virgos, and like my sister said, that's your polar opposite and all this crap. And she's all like into solar flares, and if a solar flare is bad, the bad energy going on right now, I gotta have some Sag and shake it in my house, open the windows, all this stupid crap. And you know what all it amounts to? Absolutely nothing. I found one thing out about life, man. If you think you can predict stuff and you think you can have, like, some kind of chart on how things are going to go, take a good look at the weather. Okay? Take a good look at the weather, man. Every day this guy's sitting up here predicting the weather. And every day he can be wrong. So that should tell you something about life. That you can't predict nothing at all. So don't live by judgment and say, oh, this is what's going to happen. Or, oh, I heard this, or oh, this is fixing to happen. Because you keep thinking like that, you stay in a box, and then you are controlled by your fears, and you can't get out and have an open mind. Like a child who has never learned anything, they have an open mind. That's why they're so friendly to everybody, and you know, they're good-hearted. Because the fact that they, you know, are not closed-minded. You know, I don't know what I'm saying. I'm just babbling on and shit. But you know what I'm saying. Like, stop being so judgmental. You got to stop living by your judgments. But I understand the reason why people are like that, because, you know, there's some security in that. Either they're afraid inside about something. They're afraid of the unpredictable. They are afraid of the chaos. They're afraid of, you know, things that they don't know, the unknown. So to give them a little sense of stability, they have to feel like they have some kind of control. So they might predict certain things like horoscopes, or, you know, how the weather's going to be today, or, you know, how their job's going to turn out. But I'm telling you, if you start saying those things and predicting those things, it starts controlling your life to where you cannot see outside of those predictions and enjoy life. And life's all about enjoyment. You're only here for a little bit. Sorry, I had to drink some water. DJ Prelo podcast. So Black Rob died April 17th, kidney failure, 52 years old. Now, a lot of people don't know, you know, the only thing I know about Black Rob was he was with Bad Boy Entertainment, P. Diddy. And the only song I know by Black Rob was the Whoa song. And everybody knows that song. Talking about, you see the car going down the street like, whoa. See the rims on the car like, whoa. Anyways, well, if you don't know the song, get on YouTube, you youngsters out there. And go do some homework. Go punch in Black Rob, W-H-O-A song. And it was a very catchy song that came out 2000s. So your millennials will probably never know what that song is unless you go on YouTube, because you were born in 2000. So let me call up SRT real quick. See if he'll answer his phone. Dude sleeps till like 2:30 every day. So let's get him on the phone real quick.
Please leave your message for
5:01. Now, it's 4:21 p.m. right now. 4:20. Shout out to all the 4:20. We just missed a minute by 1 minute. 4:21 now. 4:20 just passed. April 20th for all the weed smokers out there. Getting high and shit. Can't really celebrate now. You can't have no festival. Fucking COVID. I mean, effing COVID. I shouldn't be cussing on air. COVID done shut everything down. COVID is like, you're not gathering in any spots no more. That's over with. Man, no, I don't know what's going on with SRT. It's 4:21, man. The dude should be answering his phone already. I told him a couple times, we fixing to do this little podcast. And he ain't answering his phone. So he can't talk about hip-hop. And on another note, Rich the Kid signed a multi-million dollar deal with Roast Rum Records. I don't know who Roast Rum Records is, but they must have a lot of money to sign Rich the Kid. That happened on April 14th. Richard Kidd hadn't really put out no good music since maybe The World Is Yours Part 2. He put out the Lucky 7 in 2020 or something, but that was crap. The album was garbage, man. I don't like all radio bangers when I listen to albums. I want like something that's not mainstream, but it's very catchy. Something that it's off the radar. It's like a hidden gem in the album that it's real creative and it's not all like commercialized. Lucky 7, the whole album seemed like it was commercialized. There was no one song on that whole EP. It was an EP because there's only like 7 songs on it. That all of them sound like radio style. You know, they didn't put a lot of work in it. It's not creative. It's just simple songs. Simple, you know, they're selling off the name pretty much. Not off of, you know, very different style. Kind of like standout beats. Just very simple trap beats with simple songs. Now, they might get mad at me. They might be like, who is this dude, DJ Low Key, a.k.a. DJ Trelo, a.k.a. David Patrick Myers, on the Trelo podcast, talking crap about our Lucky 7 album. Well, guess what? I can have my opinion. That don't mean I'm trying to gang up with you or something, or fight you or anything like that. You know, just talking. Problem with today, society today, man, nobody can have an opinion. People are too sensitive. So I can say whatever and people get all out their feelings or whatever. You know, especially on social media, man. Check this out, man. Like earlier this year, man, I had this dude over here. He's on my Facebook page. Won't say his name. He's not on my Facebook page no more. I don't know if he is or not, but he's a little youngster. I don't know. He's a sensitive type or whatever, but posting all these sports, you know, post updates or whatever about Mahomes or Steph Curry or something. So, you know, knowing me, you know, I'm thinking he can respect the fact that I might say something negative about, I might say I don't like Patrick Mahomes. I might say the dude sucks. I don't care what the media says. You know what I'm saying? I don't care how many touchdowns he's got. My opinion, he sucks. And that's my opinion. I'm entitled to it. Well, apparently, for me saying opinions, he starts throwing personal insults. And that's like where you cross the line. Anybody can say anything to me. They can say my music sucks. They can say my podcast sucks. They can say my beats suck. They can say my books suck. I don't care. Because that's your opinion and you're entitled to it. But you cross the line when you start throwing personal insults. And what I mean by personal insults is calling me names. That's where you step over the line with me. Because then it becomes not just a opinion issue, it becomes a personal issue. So if you call me a bitch, or call me a stupid motherfucker, or call me a dumbass bitch, then it becomes personal. Then I'm going to eat you up for breakfast. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, I leave you alone. Because I'm like, hey, if I say something, I don't like a certain sports. I don't know why people take sports like it's a personal thing. Like they actually know the person that's playing the sports. And they don't even know them. It's like, that's their friend you're talking about here. You know what I'm saying? I never understood that about sports. Because I've noticed like sports is crazy how like these fans feel like that's like their homeboy that you're dissing or something. You know what I'm saying? I never understood that. It's like they could give a damn about you and piss on you walking by in the street. But that's sports, I guess. So that's their, might be their, I was eating some ice. I was drinking my water. Shouldn't have chewed on that on the podcast. But that might be their father figure or something. I don't know. I really don't know why he got all bent out of shape. Because I was saying something about some sports. But then, you know, he took it to a whole nother level by insulting me. And then, you know, he started having trolls. And what I'm going to tell you what a troll is. A troll is like somebody who's not even part of the conversation. It's like a third party that's like on his page. Come in. They don't even know you. And they start like dissing you. That's like a troll. That's an internet troll. They have nothing better to do with their life than say, I'm going to go and diss a total stranger that I don't even know. And it's none of my business. Just because I'm bored. That's what it's come down to. This generation. That's what these generations has come down to. I mean, before, that was kind of like in my generation. That was like, that's like two guys arguing in a parking lot, right? Some guy's over here standing next to the fence. He just sees them arguing. He doesn't even know who they are. He's like, hey man, I'm gonna walk over there. I'm gonna listen to the argument for a little bit. And I'm calling one of the guys a bitch for no reason. Because I don't know him, but I'm just going to do it. That's how internet trolls are, man. And see, what saves them is they're behind that computer screen. So they feel like, oh, I can say whatever I want. I'm never going to see this guy. And I can try to get up under his skin and piss him off. It doesn't piss me off. Because I know they're losers. If you got to step to that level in life, you're a loser. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to step to your level or let you get to me, like to where I'm angry, because that would be stupid on my part, because that's your whole intention. Your whole mission is I'm miserable about my life, so I want to make some random stranger miserable. It's arguing with somebody that I might know or I might not know. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of feel sorry for him. So this is how I'd play that situation out. If a troll jumps in on my little Facebook, Instagram, whatever, I try to friend him. Send him a friend request. This one troll come in, was trolling me on my comments on Facebook when I was talking to this one guy. So I sent him a friend request. I felt like he was lonely. I mean, if you're that lonely to sit up there and talk to some random stranger, talk crap to him, you know, maybe we can become friends. Maybe I can help you out with your life, you know? And then he got all offended. He was like, man, you don't even know me like that, dog. I don't even know why you try to be my friend, blah, blah, blah. But see, I thought it was a surprise to me that he even actually had actual page with the photo, because a lot of times these trolls, especially if you go on YouTube, these trolls don't have no picture. All the trolls on YouTube that go through the comments and say, hey, your video sucks, your mama's trash, she's a whore that sucked me up, or something like that on your comments, well, you go click on their page and they have no videos up. So their whole goal in life is to sit up here and troll. But they don't want to be a troll back. Because it's not fun taking insults. It's fun dishing them out. That's how lame they are. Kind of like the old saying, can't take the heat, stay out the kitchen. Like kids. You know, kids, you know, they always want to mess with other people or, you know, hurt animal or something. Or do something funny, make somebody fall over and hurt themselves and laugh at it, right? But when it's them and shoes on the other foot, oh no, that's not cool. That's not cool at all. They're not going for that. So it's like sometimes you have to teach kids, you know, how would you like it if somebody did that back to you? Because everything you do to somebody else, you gotta understand, it can get done back to you in the same way. And if you can't take it, don't dish it out. But that's not how people are. People love dishing it out, and they never want to take it. That's how people are nowadays. That's life. So, I'm just telling you, you know, I'm not trying to preach nothing. I mean, this guy probably was like a good guy, you know what I'm saying? He probably had a family or something, and he was just lonely and wanted somebody to talk to or something. But, yeah, man, the whole point of my speech right now is don't be an internet troll, okay? If you're that lonely and you need a friend, send me a friend request. I'll be your friend. You know what I'm saying? Don't be that lame, you know? Stay off of other people's pages. And the thing about Facebook now, it's like promoting that shit. That's what I don't like about Facebook. That's why I was like thinking about really closing my Facebook stuff down, because it's like now it's like you comment on somebody else's page and then it'll say something like somebody else commented on the same post that you commented on. Why would you tell me that? I don't care to know some other person commented on the post I commented on. I don't care to see their comments. So it's like, oh yeah, you gotta see this comment over here, what this guy said. And then it's so ironic, when you go off, they go, oh, we're gonna put you in Facebook jail. You can't be saying all that. We're gonna have to shut you down. Well, why are you sitting up there instigating stuff and then you shut people down? This is really, really, really kind of crazy. But I need to quit talking about all these big mongrel organizations before they come and start sending the men in black after me. Start getting paranoid seeing people following me everywhere. You know, these billion-dollar companies, man, they got to be careful when you're talking about them giving your opinion, because they'd be like, oh, we fixing to just shut you down, period. You know what I'm saying? There's no freedom of speech. You think there's freedom of speech? There ain't nothing freedom of speech. What's been going on in the news lately? This is what I don't get. I understand. I think the cop that did George whatever, he got like, he got the full hammer of the law, which was good. Which was good to see that happen, because sometimes these cops get off or whatever after they, you know, beat up an unarmed black man or unarmed black woman or whatever, and they're white cops, and they do this race, it's racial. So it's good to see that the law actually came down on them. This is my thing though. This is my two cents on all of this. Is it going to change anything? Are all these racial trials, black cop beating up, I mean, not black cop, but white cop beating up black people, is it going to change? I mean, yeah, you got justice, but we've got justice before on certain cases. This stuff has been going on for hundreds of years. I just don't understand how people are still like, oh, this is cool, this is exciting. I'm like, I'm kind of bored. Like, I mean, unless you're coming up with some solution, there's really, why are we even talking about this? It's going to keep on happening. Nothing's going to change. And it's just negative. So to me, I'm not saying, I'm not trying not to discuss it. It's an important part of history, but I'm just saying, I mean, what's going to happen that's going to change or fix the problem? And if there's no way to change or fix the problem, I'm kind of burned out. You know what I'm saying? Of hearing about it. I know I have to hear about it, but I know I'm kind of burned out. I'm not burned out, but like desensitized. That's what the word, you know. It's, like I see something on the news now, I'm like, well, you know, that's another one. Because it's like, it's so much bullshit, you know, and it's never stopping. So it's just like, whatever. So let's be back to positive notes. Rich Kid, 14th, 17th. I had some questions. Oh, man, I got a sponsor. Hold on. Let me see my sponsor. I got to do this to get paid. Here's my commercial. Do your car look old and dusty? Do you need a new look? Well, come on down to AZ Vehicle Wraps. It's right off of North Lamar. They will give you the best vehicle wraps in the state of Texas. any color, any picture, Gucci, Versace, whatever rap you want, player shit, red shit, blue shit, yellow shit, gold, it doesn't matter, candy paint, best prices, affordable, we'll work with you on a payment plan, just go talk to my boy Manuel, hook you up, he runs a shop, and just because he's Manuel, don't mean he's running drugs out of his shop. I'm just kidding, Manuel. Anyways, man, ANZ wraps, man, on North Lamar, vehicle wraps. Okay, man, back to the podcast, DJ Trelo podcast, man, Trelo books, David Patrick Myers, man. All you gotta do is go on Google, man. It's not hard. Show your boy some support. It's only like $5 ass books. Go on Google, punch in Mr. David Patrick Meyer. My bio will pop up. My bio, just go on that. It's on Amazon. And I have all my books linked together on Amazon, which is basically The Pavilion Vortex, which is a classic. You know, I wrote that way back in 2000 when y'all was still, when y'all millennials was not even, y'all was still sperm in the balls. You know what I'm saying? That's how old I go back. Millennials back in 2000 were like 9/11. What the hell was that? Anyways, so go get The Pavilion Vortex, wrote in 2002, Mr. David Patrick Myers. Now, if you're not a big reader and you don't like sitting down and reading a lot of books, that right there is very short and very action-packed to where you can get through that like in damn near 20 minutes maybe if you read it fast enough. The Rectangulars, the second book, not that great. You know, it's still good. Sci-fi and horror. It's a little bit longer, so you might have to spend some more time writing it. And then some people just lost interest in that book because it's too much dream sequence, too much confusion. It's about, you know, two identical people. One's evil, one's bad. One's good and bad, you know, in a different world. And it's kind of confusing. It kind of was, like, hard for me to write anyway. So, anyways, The Rectangulars. There's another one I wrote called The Years to Revenge, which is a gangster screenplay. It's up there on Amazon. If you don't want to read a regular book, read a screenplay. All you got to do is read the dialogue and the plot. It's not hard. Anyways, and then the last one, which is the biggest, which is I'm selling right now, is the Green Filter Collection. You can even Google Green Filter Collection and it'll pop up. Mr. David Patrick Myers. And that's a collection of short stories, a whole bunch of different stories in there. I think like 10 or 11. And it's pretty long. It's quite close to 200 something pages. So, enjoy all the books. Enjoy my beats, Trelo Beats. Just look me up, DMyers45 on my YouTube. Enjoy that. And that's about it. Trelo Podcast, April 23rd, 2021. This one's a wrap. I'm trying to get SRT on all these, but I can't find him. So this one's a wrap. We'll wrap this one. Maybe I'll get him next week on the next one. Peace out.